Hey.
Hey. I was like, what's going on? Wait a minute, what's going on?
I was like, who turned your mic off?
It kept muting. I was like, who's muting my mic? Yo, I was laughing because I liked our cover shot for the NFL free agency frenzy.
Oh, you like that? You like that? Yes, yes.
I like your face. I like your face. Like, what? Give me a crazy picture.
Oh, what's good, everybody? We are a little late, but worth the wait. We're doing a quick show today because I have a plane to catch in a couple of hours. But since we won't have a I know, I'm ready to get out of here. I'm ready to get a tan. And since we're not going to have a show next week, so just make sure if you haven't yet, subscribe to our YouTube channel at Girl Chat Sports. Make sure you subscribe, share with your friends. It's free. Yeah. Go catch up on some old episodes because we'll be back to celebrate the last week of Women's History Month because we are still in Women's History Month. We're going to celebrate the last week. March 31st, we got a guest on. We will be back on the show live. But it's a little vacay. You know, it's off season for everybody. So it's going to be off season for us too. You know? Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? Why not? The show mainly we're going to be covering over is just some agents free agency news. Now, I couldn't get all of them. There were so many, but I got main ones. We got some topics. But to get us started, okay, this is on Monday. This is basically what I felt like. Like every alert was going off. I felt like my head was spinning around. I just couldn't understand.
I was literally dizzy. And I was so done to the point that I text Pete and let him know I can't do fantasy with you guys this year. He texts me back. He says, Mo, we don't draft until September. Right. I said, I understand that. I'm giving you a heads up right now because all these free agencies, all these moves, I'm so dizzy and disoriented that I can't gamble with this season of football. The fact that it's a money league, I don't even want to put my money into it on it. I need to see how these players do. It's just too many changes. I can't wrap my head around it.
My thing is I'm going to need a good month just to study. Like I need to make sure I'm abreast on all the moves completely. We're not playing for money. We're just playing for fun.
Well, yours is fun, but his was money. His is a $20 buy-in, and I can't even risk the $20 because it's not about how.
I can't even risk the $20.
It's more so of how will they get along on these teams? What's the gel situation look like? They don't play in preseason games. They play in these practices. Like, I just need some familiarity first.
You may change your mind before the season starts.
Yeah, I mean, so possibly, but I don't know if it's worth the $20 right now. It's too much.
You're letting them know now.
Letting them know early.
Just like, so you know.
Some people that were on the waiting list to get it, because I never win this anyway. It's not like I'm getting the money. So it's like, why are you even wasting?
Because there's a whole list.
Yeah. He's like, it's not till September. I'm like, I get that. But do you see what's going on out here? Like, no.
And then we also heard about Cat Williams, how he really actually ran fast. And so we saw a lot of these names pop up on Monday. And there was one for my Dolphins as well as for the Raiders had one. Because I think he had like a 4.97 or so, or a 4.87 or something like that. Uh-huh. So, hey, you can't be mad at Cat Williams.
Yeah, right. Little man gets it.
So before we get into it, I appreciate all that are tuning in right now. I want to show a little video for one of my favorites. You've got to follow him. He's very big out there, so you make sure you follow him anyway. But Beachwomer Brand literally had one of the best. It's a minute long. Just bear with us. But this basically wraps up Monday and Tuesday all put together. Here we go.
All right, free agency is about to begin. Now remember, you have to report all your deals to me to make them official. So let's have some fun. Let's do some business. Free agency begins in 3, 2, 1. We're signing DeAndre Swift. That's how we're kicking this off? That's disgusting. We're signing Josh Jacobs. See, now that's a good move. You probably have the best running back duo in the league now. And we're releasing Aaron Jones. Never mind. We're signing Aaron Jones. Can you guys leave our hand-me-downs alone for once? Hey, we don't have a quarterback anymore. We need as much help as we can get. Wait, what was that about you not having a quarterback anymore? Oh yeah, we're signing Kirk Cousins. The whitest man in the NFL goes from Minnesota to Atlanta. This should be fun. Oh, actually, we've got a quarterback now. We're signing Sam Darnold.
Yeah, you still don't have a quarterback.
We're signing Derrick Henry. Okay, now that's a problem.
Why?
Well, in a good way for you guys. Every linebacker in the NFL just felt a disturbance in the force. How are you supposed to defend a Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry read option? I don't know, but I know how we're going to try. We're signing Patrick Queen.
I hate you so much.
I hate you more.
Seems like a lot of players are going to division rivals.
Oh, well, probably just a coincidence.
We're signing Saquon Barkley.
Nope, something's definitely up.
I can't believe Saquon would go to the Eagles. Does he have no respect for us?
Maybe you should have given him a decent offensive line. Or not franchise tagged him when he wanted a long-term deal. Or put together a contending roster at literally any point during his time there.
No, this is definitely his fault.
Okay.
I'm already exhausted. Are we not done yet? When did this become the NBA?
Nope, we are not done because we are signing Gabe Davis.
Yeah, I don't care.
Like, at all. I literally could not think of a less impactful move.
Okay, jeez.
Also, there have been a lot of moves and none of them have involved Justin Fields. Who wants him?
Justin Fields is still out there. So right. If anybody needs him, anybody wants him.
No one needs Justin Fields right now. Justin Fields can stay right where he's at.
Hey, listen, so congratulations, Steelers. You just bought yourself the 07 Range Rover with 180,000 miles on it. So,
ain't that some stuff?
My favorite meme. Listen,
I'm not mad at them for this at all.
I'm not. They got him at basically the half off day at Savers. Like, hey, it's Monday. Come in, get a quarterback with a Super Bowl 3 appearances and get him for $1.5 million. We'll pay for the
rest. I think Russ is going to be just fine over there. And one year.
Why care?
For long term.
$1 million. Like, what are you losing for $1 million?
What are you losing? What do you have to lose?
Nothing.
And I feel like this, they might. I mean, listen, everything that I saw in this free agency had a lot to do with the AFC division. A lot of these divisional teams are trying to come after the Chiefs.
Yes.
So they're trying to do any move possible. Because notice, a lot of them didn't leave divisions.
Well, they're except for the NFC East. The NFC East was kind of going crazy.
Conferences. listen, what you call it? Our Titan man, Derrick Henry, he did not leave to go to an NFC team. He stayed in AFC. Like, they really want to go after Mahomes and company, and I can't blame them. Like, all these little AFC divisionals, they ready.
But, I mean, okay, so here's just a few of the quarterbacks that we've got, okay? Jameis Winston goes to Browns. Drew Locke leaving Seattle, going to the... Nothing crazy, okay?
Nothing
Marcus
crazy.
Mariota with the Commanders. Sam Darnold and Vikings. Tyrod Taylor, I think, back to the Jets. Jacoby Brissett back to the Patriots.
Yeah.
But when it gets down to the running backs.
That's where it went crazy.
This is where it went crazy. First of all, of course, we all know that Josh Jacobs was signed by the Packers. And everybody, I think for all the Packers fans, for a whole 2.5 seconds, were like, oh, shoot, we've got a dominant backfield. Yes. Aaron Jones, Josh Jacobs. And they're like, we're going to cut
AJ.
Him.
They got AJ Dillon. Deal with that. And JJ. And they paid a lot of money for JJ. So, you know, people were grading them, experts and stuff were grading that as a C- type of pick. So,
And supposedly, the thing is that Dallas got rid of Zeke last year because they had all full force into Tony Pollard. Well, Tony Pollard's gone now. He's over in the Tennessee. You got Joe Mixon going to the Texans. Telvin Singletary leaving the Texans and going to the Giants. Like, there's this running back musical chairs that's happening.
Yeah. That's what got so going.
Gus Edwards to the Chargers, Antonio Gibson to the Patriots, DeAndre Swift to the Bears. Like, it doesn't stop. And when they talked about the rivalries
Saquon to the Eagles
and the intra-division switches that were happening, Hey, listen, that Tiki Barber was mad as hell. Tiki Barber was mad at Saquon, but Saquon's been giving life to these Giants.
What is he supposed to do? Is he supposed to rot there?
Why? Are you good?
Danny Dimes has done nothing for him.
Nothing. Why?
But give him 10 pennies. For real. Done nothing for him. So no, he had to go. I'm sorry, Giants fan. That was y'all one and only for a while. But I mean, listen.
But let's talk about the Eagles, though. You already had Jalen Hurts. You already had, you've got a dominant Eagles already that's been making it into the NFC conference finals and stuff like that. You add in Saquon Barkley. Look at this little factoid. Between Saquon and Jalen Hurts, they can squat 1,200 pounds.
Okay? Yeah, they're doing squat offs now.
They
yeah.
said that tush push is gonna go yeah. crazy.
They about to squat off for real. But then they got rid of DeAndre Swift, which, you know, I kind of have mixed feelings about that, but I understand.
I mean, you know? DeAndre Swift, I would take Saquon Barkley in Philly over DeAndre Swift. I don't know if I take Saquon Barkley.
And he was doing his thing when he could. Like, he was a replacement. He was a filler, but he did good. Like, I wasn't tripping. I was kind of, like, sad to see him go. But, you know, it's business.
We're also going to have to see what that O-line is looking like, too. You know, Kelsey's gone. Mm-hmm. And who was the other one that retired? I thought he was on the Eagles, too. Well, if you're in the chat.
So they don't have a big center. So that's another thing, too. That's why I said, I don't know about fantasy for me and the money gambling, because I don't know how these teams are going to work. I don't know how everybody's going to mesh. We're missing pieces. I don't know.
What about the mesh in Baltimore?
That mesh is a problem. But that's the thing, too. So is this gonna stop Lamar Jackson from running as much? Like, is this going to be the weapon?
It's a two-headed monster. I mean, literally, listen, what else do you need besides the option? Well, if he's not running, he can dish off and give it to him.
Exactly. It really is. Like, I'm just wondering, like, but see, Lamar likes to run. That's why I'm like, how is this going to, I just want to see how it works. It is.
But I'm sure he would love the opportunity to not be forced to run as much because he's got this massive man behind him.
Maybe. Like I said, they're all coming for the Chiefs. There's no way that Derrick Henry, as many people are like, oh, we're going to get Derrick Henry to come down. The Cowboys, like, no.
He wasn't going to stay.
They weren't going. They stay in Tennessee. They're going to stay in AFC.
Thank you. Come on. Jonathan, Fletcher Cox. That's the other one that retired as yeah. well. Yeah. So a couple holes there in Philly. But
I don't know.
Yeah. The Ravens.
Browns. I mean, Pittsburgh. All of it.
Pittsburgh. Here's Raiders. A couple other ones. You know, Flacco's going to the Colts. Michael Pittman yeah. Jr. staying with the Colts. DeAndre Swift, of course, going to the Bears. Darnell mm-hmm. Mooney heading to the Falcons. Mason Rudolph heading to the Titans. Jerry yeah. Jeudy going to the Browns. Listen, the Browns team.
That's what I'm saying. AFC, listen.
The Browns team.
They are trying to come for Mahomes. They are really trying to come for these Chiefs, man. Listen, we don't like that. I get it. Because we don't like the Chiefs trying to be this AFC back-to-back National Football League champions. Two in a right. row. No, they build weapons to do this. And the Raiders are working on their build to do the same thing. I mean, we got Minshew Mania coming, and we've got.
Yo, the mustache. Minshew mustache is on its way. Although he's a Cougar, he has that Washingtonian vibe.
Christian Wilkins on the other end of defense. Can we say sack lunch, anybody, between him and Max? Everybody's getting sack lunches on the field.
Sack lunches. And then you're getting rid of Jimmy G. What yeah, was the purpose of getting Jimmy G to begin with? Let's start there.
Yeah, well, that was good. And then we let also Brian Hoyer go. That was our other quarterback. And we also let Hunter Renfro grow, which I was pretty sad about. But he wasn't the slot receiver that we need when we have Jacoby Myers and Devontae Adams. What are you going to do with him? And last season, it was kind of that thing with having Hunter just – in the slot, perfect. But so, wideouts, Jacoby or
the Raiders got a vet quarterback now. They're gonna probably be hitting the draft a little tough for this a rookie.
Oh yeah,
I'm still
going after Michael Penix. I think that's gonna be our thing. We gotta see what that draft.
Listen, I would love Michael Penix to be here, but I hear that Jalen wants to be here too. Who knows? I guess it kind of just depends on what's still there when it comes your turn.
Yeah, but, we can't draft late, so we have to.
I'm wearing purple to all the Raiders games I go to if Michael Penix. Next is the quarterback, period.
You gotta wear at least a black hat that has a Seahawks.
I'll wear a black hat with a purple W.
Something. I don't know. Something's gotta give.
I'll wear the black Aces jersey with a Huskies purple hat. Okay.
God, fuck it. As long as some kind of colorway matching of it. But I get it.
Yeah.
But no, it's actually gonna be a good look. I'm excited for our Raiders team. I'm excited for what the draft is gonna bring. I think we're making good, smart moves for the team so far. Everything. I'm comfortable with everything that we've had getting acquired. And just for the record, everybody, like, Gardner Minshew, what? 500 yards less than Jalen Hurts.
He played well last season. He played well last season. He got the Colts to the
playoffs. Were the Colts even destined for a playoff? This man came off the bench onto the playoffs berth for the Colts. We didn't see that coming. Thank you, Gardner Minshew. He's going to do that for us, too. He's going to be a nice bridge for us. But somebody's got to learn under some kind of veteran leadership. He can be the veteran leader for the three-year contract that he has with us. And whatever we draft, like, come on, let's go. That's where I'm at.
I hear you. I am a little bit in a mourning phase today. We were doing good. We were doing good up until the news of Bobby heading, you know, this is my favorite player. Yeah, Bobby
had to come in. I just couldn't believe it. I said, grand opening, grand closing.
I mean, the farthest possible you could go from one Washington to the other Washington is basically what's happening here.
That's
got to
be a nightmare. Didn't y'all just get him back, too? That's the cold part.
Well, and that's the crazy part. He tweeted out, like, hey, Seattle, it's all love. We've been here before. It's time to go. See you on the next time. Like, you know, I feel like he'll probably end up retiring with Seattle, whether it be a one-day contract or his last year. But if
this
he still thinks he's got the win,
regime looks like.
Hey, but we did re-sign Leonard Williams, so that was great. Tyler Lockett also restructured his deal and took a lot less to open up some cap space. And I'm pretty sure he took a little bit less too because he has a crazy real estate business out in Washington too. He's selling all those nice homes out in the Bellevue, Renton, Mercer Island area. So I don't think
he's
as worried.
He
got
side hustle.
Streams of income.
Yeah, he got a side hustle. Yeah,
absolutely. Okay. We also got into the cornerback. We got Artie Burns. We've got Noah Fant got re-signed. We got Pharaoh Brown. Nick Harris, there's two, I think, old Huskies that are re-signing with us. So I'm really excited that, you know, getting that Seattle connection back.
And for the record, I'm not sad about JJ leaving. Josh Jacobs, it was time. Not when you got somebody like Zamir White and whoever running backs we could pick up in the draft. We're good. We'll be okay.
Okay. Hey.
Yeah.
So the meme on the left was yesterday because up until today, up until today, and stealing the signing of Eric Kendricks from the Niners, the Cowboys had not signed, made a move, negotiated anything in those first couple days of the free agency.
They sure didn't. I think Jerry Jones was, I don't know what he was thinking.
He was taking a power nap.
Jones, I'm like, he ain't going down there either. He ain't going down there either. What are we talking
about?
He
might have been getting some kind of rehab because, you know, he's probably trying to prep his body for the next season. I don't know how he's making it still.
Oh, we forgot to mention for these Charger fans, Austin Eckler, speaking of Heather. Hi, Heather.
Yeah.
Sorry about Austin. You got to go over to Washington. That's terrible.
Hey, but the Chargers released Mike Williams because they were crazy over the cap. So they're getting back. They're getting their cap back in order. I know they did sign one of, I think they signed our tight end. I think they signed Will Disley.
You see, Michael Thomas is gone from the Saints too. They announced that today.
I saw that late.
He wants to go. He don't want to play with Carr. I get what that was all about. I'm like, you're probably going to be very happy when you. But
because we know
Thomas
Carr is not going anywhere.
Yeah, well, Carr got.
But Michael Thomas has literally played what 8 games in the last 2 seasons. Like, come on, like, where are you going to be healthy? Like, what's your stock like? What's your shelf life?
I think when he gets a new team, he's going to be like a whole new person.
Yeah,
I hope. That was big for me. I was like, oh, Michael Thomas jetting on out of there, huh?
That's one of those. It's kind of like this is the year where it's like wherever you've been and stayed at for like 6, 7, 8, 9 years, it's like you're just getting uprooted and it's time to go.
Yep.
Like, I'm done wasting my time here. Let me
Spin
change my narrative.
Spin my wheels. Yes. Let me find a
career path.
Absolutely.
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 Yeah. Heather said that Austin was done and she's more saddened about Mike Dubb, but. Yeah, it's a business.
It is a
business, guys. And we have to realize that, you know, as much as my heart breaks for Bobby, but you got to do it, especially with this cap. And then, you know, you're getting to sign these guys that are requesting more and more money. Like the money they gave,
gave Christian Wilkins was insane to me.
Yeah.
We gave him a lot for a defensive tackle. What they gave Josh Jacobs in Green Bay was a lot. Like, that was robbery. What they're doing, but the funny thing about
Calvin Ridley deal.
Oh, Calvin Ridley deal too.
Got 92 mil from the Titans.
That's crazy. That's crazy. And then they're short termers. Like, it's a short term spin, but it's like they don't even have them long. Like, it's crazy. No. You know, all these contracts are like short term. Like, they're not. For the long haul, it's like we're going to try.
We got to talk about one in contract in particular, and whoever Kirk Cousins' agent is deserves all the flowers in the world. This man got Kirk Cousins, who is getting up in age, $180 million contract that includes a $50 million bonus. So he's coming off of a season-ending injury. He's only won one playoff game in 12 seasons. But he's Kirk Cousins. So, you know, Cam Newton had went in on the situation like, hey, Atlanta, like, you know, you could have got blah, 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 blah. You could have had me. I live in Atlanta, which we know isn't happening either.
No, that wasn't going to be the case.
But we got to talk. Listen, Quavo already went in and was talking about the ice and the chains. And of course, Kirk comes in for signing day. Him and his sons, Dirty Birds, iced out chains. They are officially.
That is too funny.
And what I heard too
Justin
is that
Jefferson's probably trying to snatch that chain. Talking about, I want my chain back. Give me my chain.
And apparently, Kirk's wife's family lives in Atlanta, so it's kind of, you know, maybe this is
it's a win-win.
The downslope. But $4 million.
So the agent deserves a car or something, you know.
Agent deserves. I mean, he's probably getting what 10%.
Isn't that what they get now? But he also should get a welcome gift, a thank you gift, which should be like a Rolls Royce Spectre or something like that,
or a new house. I don't know.
Something. Nice car.
A new house in Atlanta for when you have to travel here.
Nice. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Give me the Cybertruck for that matter. No.
Is anybody else's head still spinning? Okay, yeah.
My head is spinning. I'm telling you, I literally texted this man on Tuesday and told him I will not be participating in this year's NFL Fantasy League. I just can't do it.
To where, I mean, I'm at the point where, you know, I have CBS Sports, Bleacher Report, ESPN, NFL. So when one trade happens, I have like four notifications and I'm like, I need to start taking off some notifications because I can't
ESPN,
get this.
And that was enough for me. And then I was heading to Instagram and then I had a third party with coworkers. Oh, did you see what just happened? Oh, did you see? They walked by my desk like, so-and-so is going somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
It's like Whiplash. Like, you're all over the
place. Shout out to our boy Guru. He gets to keep Baker and Mike Evans are staying.
He gets a nice contract with Baker.
Listen, I didn't know Baker could get this kind of. I mean, it's it's good for him. Baker Mayfield, I think, was making.
He deserves it.
Yeah, he does.
I think he showed up in Tampa really well. He did. He played very well with them. So,
you can't be mad at that.
No.
I mean, and the Bucs deserve that. I feel like, they had the Tom Brady era, which came and gone. Then it was kind of like, what now? And Baker stepped up. He stepped up, made it happen.
He did not disappoint. And that's good.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. So,
beyond NFL free agency, college basketball, I had the opportunity to go to the Pac-12 semifinals when I saw USC, Stanford. I think
we're talking about women's college basketball.
Women's, yes. Yeah. Well, because clearly that's all that matters this year. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, they already predicted the ratings for the women's college basketball is going to be much.
It's gonna work. So selection Sunday is this Sunday. The men's bracket is first at 3:00. The women's bracket is at 5:00 Pacific time. So make sure you tap in.
Okay.
At that point, the brackets get filled and we get to start doing our bracketology and getting it together because March Madness is coming, boy.
It's coming.
Do I have
South Carolina winning it all? I kind of do. I just don't think anybody's stopping them. Did you see that game against LSU on Sunday?
That game was, listen, Flo J's brother needs to have several seats.
Well, he should have jumped over the table anyway. Like,
I mean, it's one thing to stand up and come down towards.
No matter how much old girl from Brazil, how tall she is and big she is, she's still a girl. Like, we're not going to do that. Like, what is wrong?
And you were coming down to do what? What were you going to do?
He didn't do anything. When he got
down. Did you see how short he was?
Kind of like, what did I do? I made a mistake.
He's like, I'm just going to stand here and look around.
I'm just going to stand here. Like, you could have done definitely a shove, a tap or something.
Got arrested. Had to go to jail. And then
he saw a girl and was like, oh, okay. Let me just.
It was what I mean, but you know, Dawn Staley as well as Cordoza, they both apologized.
Cordoza,
they both know that it's an emotional game and it's hard to, you know, control your emotions when you're in those situations. And they've been chippy that whole game. Like, that game
was good.
And I was
going to talk about the Angel Reese hair pull, how she pulled old girl's hair.
Angel Reese, I mean,
she pulled the girl's hair.
I appreciate her and her talent, but I think after the whole stuff from last year, the championship, she had a quote after this game that was like, you know, no one cares about us declining, which is cool. Like, I get you, like, be, but she said, a person of my status now, I can't be. And I was like, your status.
Well,
like,
she got a good NIL. She's a millionaire NIL deal. Of course, her status.
I mean, I get it, but do you have to say it like, well, be a person in my, I don't know. I guess the tone was different for me.
I totally get what you're saying, but I'm knowing where that's coming from. It went to her head literally when she got the $1 million NIL deal. She changed overnight. And Kim Mulkey ain't no help because Kim Mulkey don't really hold her Kim players accountable. She plays a blame game. Like, had my girls been da 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 da, we would have.
Had they picked on a bigger girl, and
had you picked on a bigger girl, like, what are we talking about? Bye. Like, you're giving no accountability to your players whatsoever. Like, you in the mix too. So you feed the beast that is Angel Reese.
Yes.
Hair pull. We're not gonna say nothing about that. And I feel like this game, the refs really didn't do their job 100%. There were a lot of things.
I mean, they were letting them play. They were letting them play very physical.
There were a lot of whistles.
More physical than you would see the guys getting.
Yeah, and didn't blow whistles on it. They kind of just let it go. Let it play
it
out.
Was pretty entertaining, but then it basically heated up. It heated up so bad that this is what happened. It overflowed.
Well, yeah,
it blew
that's what
up.
I'm saying. Yeah. It's not controlled. Like, you've got to blow the whistles every once in a while because you lose control. And that's exactly that's what ridiculous. We saw.
And that's exactly what we saw. So the USC Trojans, Juju Watkins. I love Juju is talent. She's already outscored Caitlin Clark for a freshman year in points. I saw her play live. They won the Pac-12. They won the last Pac-12 championship that we'll see for women's basketball.
Right.
But during the game that I watched, she had a very LeBron-esque way to her where she would, I mean, she fell down or fell back or fell forward at least 6 times that game. Like, not with real contact, but just like, to get the call, to get this. And I was like, great moves, but unpopular opinion. I would rather see her do more of what she's capable of and her talent versus hitting the floor and waiting for a call. Cause I didn't like that. Especially
I agree.
Yeah. So, but it was great to see her play. We do want to talk a little bit about some Las Vegas sports before we go. So of course our Vegas school nights had a, we definitely will talk. The Golden Knights had a great overtime win in Seattle against the Kraken last night.
Yes, they did. They went over.
That game, listen, when I tell you I checked in the third period, it was 2-1 Golden Knights. Then it
what
was
it 2-2. 6-4 or something like that?
It ended up being 5-4, I believe.
Oh, 5-4.
Tied at 4. I think it was tied at 4 for overtime. Okay. And then we got Eichel scored the winning goal.
Shout out to Jack Eichel. Isn't this his 400th scored goal or something like that?
March he scored twice.
Yeah.
And so that was a good thing. Listen, the Lady Rebels, do we need a score check right now? So they're playing right now.
Yeah.
They're playing San Diego State for the Mountain West Championship. Right. They won on Monday. They won yesterday.
Okay. Yep.
And here's a little bit. So shout out to Natalie. She's actually there at the game. This was to start the game. Desi Ray. 42-37, end of the third right now.
Okay.
Yep. Let's go, ladies. That'd be a 3-time champ. So here's the deal.
3 times.
They've preempted the Aces championships each year. So 3-peat here, 3-peat there.
3-peat.
That's all I'm saying.
Let's go. Our ladies are destined for a 3-peat easily. Tonight, they are. With the Sharks, with the Kraken, that was great.
Yeah.
Because that's our other little mini rivalry because they're a new expansion team as well. Mm-hmm. So they try to think they're us and they're not. So I'm glad we were able to dominate that.
And everybody in Seattle texted me last night. I was in the movies. Shout out to the Arthur the King movie. You got to see when it comes out. I saw it. It was amazing. But during that movie, I had like 5 or 6 texts like, Kraken, you know, the Golden Knights are in Seattle. I was like, yeah. And then, you know.
Yeah. Winter Classic revenge, a little revenge on that. That's
a little
fine.
Little revenge. You all know this is our favorite part of the Aces. shows and in the intermediate in between the periods and halftime shows. We've got the High Rollers. The auditions for the 2024 High Rollers is happening March 22nd, March 23rd at the Aces headquarters out in Henderson. You must register to show up and go. It's LasVegasAces.com/High Rollers. I don't know if they changed it, but it's 50 and over right now.
Oh, it is. Let me just ask you, what's the age, Melissa?
Let me just say this. In the caption, and I don't want to, you know, I might have to reach out to Jiggy because, you know, in the caption, it says the senior dance team, and then it's 50 plus. And I'm thinking, wait, does that, are we about to be seniors?
Well, you got a while. I'm next year. So next
I mean,
year
I'm already rounding up. Like this is,
if my knee is, you still got some time. If I,
Mo, when you, I, you bet we should tell Andre next to year, go I'm out doing there. It. Andre should be out on the dance team.
He should.
Oh, he's not 50 either,
before both of us. Dang. He kicks it off.
Listen,
he kicks it off, and then me next year. So this will be my last hurrah of 49 for 1 year, and then next year for me. But I'm gonna try out.
I'm saying, listen, Heather said she's closing in on 50. Listen, I'm just saying, but what it hit home when they said for the senior dance team, 50 plus. And I was like,
hey, listen,
I could have sworn it used to be 55 plus or something.
I'm AARP ready. I don't care. And now my
I've been getting them AARP magazine since I was 40.
Call me a senior all you want to. Call me man.
Also, congrats to Candace Parker, who it's officially Candace Parker Day in Atlanta, March 13th.
Like that.
She was there to help unveil a new outdoor fitness court studio there. So congrats to her. That's also great. Want to give a big ups to our Las Vegas Lights. These new unis. When I say Jose
new
came
unis,
through.
New promo video, new coach,
new team. All they need is a new field and we would be golden.
I want to see what it looks like. I just want to see what these like
home opener Saturday, 5 p.m. Cashman Field.
God, I want to go.
I'm mad I won't be here for it. But these new uniforms, the players look good. They won their first match.
They look so official. Oh, thank you, Jose Bautista.
Official, official, official.
Thank you, Bautista. Thank you.
They are legit.
They are legit.
I mean, the other ones are fun, but this looks like you're a real like MLS type team. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like that's a good look. It is a really, really good look. And one thing we forgot to mention in previous shows, we didn't discuss the rendering of the new supposed Las Vegas stadium. Like this has probably been like the 10th rendering that we've seen so far. Again, the deal is still not officially done. It's still not officially approved. But it's open stadium with these like big.
Well, they better not have it looking like A, the La Concha, and B, like the Sydney Opera House, because that's what it's looking like. And somebody going to get.
They said Las Vegas ordered the Australian Opera House from Wish.
Yeah. And it looks like the La Concha, like the old Vegas vintage hotel. The La Concha had that. So you're playing homage to the La Concha, or you're doing something with Sydney, Australia. I mean, Sydney Opera House. And my thing is, why don't they just do a retractable rooftop, just retract it, a little bit of sunlight, close it in, whatever. I mean, I'm all for that.
My thing is, even in shade, 115 degrees is not cool.
But if it's retractable or if it closes,
if it closes, yes, but this one doesn't. This one they have here doesn't. It basically just blocks off all the sun.
I need it to be closed in, air conditioning, AC control, all that. I'm with that. Like, come on. Night games, you can open that thing up or whatever and do what you do. But, man, day game, this is not, no.
Degrees on that is. That's hot.
I don't know what that is. Misters, so. I need all of that. Like, I don't understand what they're trying to do. Because that half in, half out ain't cutting it. You're still going to feel that heat. Like, do something different.
We got to... Cameron Brink from Stanford. She is declared for the WNBA draft. Listen, the draft's about to be loaded this year. No wonder it sold out so fast. Also, shout out to the Girl Power U.S. Women's National Team. These young ladies have really come together, and they won the gold cup for the inaugural. I don't even know how to CONCACAF. CONCACAF?
I couldn't pronounce it when I was reading
it. I never can pronounce it for the Gold Cup, okay?
Yeah.
It's basically, and this is a good sign because they've been struggling through some of their games. We were curious to know what's going to happen, but this is a good point to moving on into the Summer Olympics.
And, absolutely.
Yeah.
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 So definitely.
That's it. That's all I got. I got a flight to catch. I got like one more suitcase and a few things. I'm a last minute packer. So everything is like last minute. I never know what I have until I get there.
Going, you don't really need to pack much.
No, but you know, I'm taking a lot of stuff from my girl who lives there.
Oh, that's right. You got to get
so between that and, you know, plus I like to go, you know, I like to bring on my water stuff, my floaties and my water shoes and this and that. So.
Yeah, you have a great time. Be safe.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, y'all. So again, if you missed the beginning of the show, you're feel free to watch the replay. This will be posted later on
YouTube. Thanks for joining the chat, everybody that was here.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for tuning in. Everyone that's tuned in, we appreciate it. YouTube at Girl Chat Sports, Instagram, Twitter at, or X at YouTube, at Girl Chat Sports. Find us on Facebook. We got a dope group, group as well at Girl Chat Sports. So reach out to us. We won't be here next week. We'll be back March 31st. So we'll check out all of you then. And until then, have a great week. Have a great weekend.
Yes.
All right. See you later.